All right, we're now here for Arizona offense. I'll introduce the offensive coordinator, and if you have questions after they do their introductions, please raise your hand and I'll come around and get questions. To introduce his players, offensive coordinator, Bill Biedenbach.
Thank you. What I'll do here, I'll introduce these guys here. They'll, you know, say a little bit of something, you know, about being here at the bowl, all those things, and we can just get started with questions. First guy here, Nick Grigsby, senior running back from Los Angeles, California.
I'm Nick Grigsby, running back. This is a great experience coming down here to San Antonio, getting to stay on the Riverwalk and just be with your teammates, you know, have the last camaraderie with the team, like for your last time as me being a senior. It's just a great deal.
All right, Nick Foles, quarterback from here in Austin.
It's really exciting for me to be back at the Alamo Bowl. I'm from Austin, so not really far away, and I grew up coming to the Alamo Dome and watching games, and I was fortunate enough to play in three games my senior year. So just to be here and just going against a Big 12 team is really exciting for me, and just to be able to show my teammates that aren't from Texas just what it's like to be in Texas and show everybody around. It's been a great trip so far.
And then Adam Grant, he's a six-year senior, left tackle from Washington.
What's up? How's it going? Really glad to be here. It's just been a great trip so far. I just got done with a little SeaWorld, a little abs workout with the walrus, and I mean, Riverwalk's amazing. It's a great place, and I'm definitely happy this is my last bowl game.
What workouts you do?
Little ab workout.
Yeah. Is that the first one?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we really appreciate being here. You know, I coach in the Big 12 for 7 years, and I know I was at this bowl. I thought it was 2002, but Rick told me it was 2001, and we played Iowa. And you know, San Antonio is a great place. This is an awesome bowl game, a prestigious bowl game, and we really appreciate the opportunity to get to come down here, you know, from the Pac-10 and play Oklahoma State. I competed against Oklahoma State for 7 years. Bill Young wasn't there. When I was there, he was at Kansas, so I know what a tough challenge this presents for our team. But our players have worked extremely hard. You know, we had six great practices back in Tucson. Came down here. We've had two good practices. Got to put in some things. Take some things out. And we're just extremely excited. For the game. And with that being said, any questions you have?
Hey, Coach. So much has been said about the passing attacks from both teams here. Talk about sort of the evolution of your guys' run game and how important is it to kind of have that going here on Wednesday?
Well, it's extremely important. You know, anytime you can run the football, and we haven't done as well as we would have liked to this year, but anytime you can run the football, it forces people to bring, their safeties down and getting involved in the run game. We've been effective enough at running it to where people will bring them down and we can throw the ball over the top, And then we also have the ability to spread people out. We've got great receivers. We've got a great quarterback right here that can distribute the ball. The thing he does is, he's evolved into being able to understand defenses, and get the ball out quick, which obviously helps me out, But, he does some great things. He understands where the defense is going to be. He studies it. And those are the things that really help your passing game, having a great quarterback, an offensive line that can protect, running backs that can protect and get into the routes, and then receivers that also understand when they got to be hot, where they have to be on the field. And those are all those things that, as the season's gone along, that's been kind of our bread and butter. I can't tell you how many yards we're passing for. I think it's a little over 300. But, going into any game, we really want to be able to run the football.
Nick, Coach talked about the run game, how important that is to the offense. Talk about the evolution of the younger receivers, especially Kreiner. Obviously, that's made a difference for you, and it's really helped the passing game blossom so well this year.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Sorry, which Nick?
All the receivers this year have grown up. After last season, we all came together, and just over the summer through the spring, fall camp, we really worked hard. I really pushed them. We pushed each other, and just getting the timing down. We all played together last season, and just coming into this season, all of them felt more confident, worked hard during the summer workouts, and we we came out and everybody, when you have confidence, you can play a lot better. And Jerron and all the other receivers are a lot more confident this year, and it showed on the field.
Adam, speaking as a six-year senior, what signs would you point toward in the program to say that, you know, this program is making progress despite the fact that you guys are going for what will now be a third straight eight-win season?
I mean, me coming here the first year, I remember we went, I think it was 3-8, 3-9 or something like that. And just to go to a bowl game was a big deal for us, and we were just trying to, you know, scrape for, you know, 6-6, you know, and try to get in there. But our goals and our sets for higher, you know, they're higher than they were before. We're trying to, you know, get to that biggest bowl we can. And, you know, 3-8 win seasons would be great. I mean, I know the coaches are pushing for us, you know, to get better, and I think we are. And the program's definitely hit, you know, hit the corner, and we're definitely getting the improvement that we sought.
Nick Grisby, can you, Coach was talking a little bit about establishing the running game. Can you talk about, you've been a little dinged up this year. Has this month helped, and will you be healthy for the game?
Yes, over the past month or past six games, ankles been bothering me, but I've been back this month, got a lot of treatment and been in and out of the treatment room and practicing. So, I mean, it's going to be a big deal for us to get in the running game established to help Nick out here get the ball to the receiver, because once they start coming down on us, I mean, it's going to open everything up. And once they start opening everything up with the pass, it's going to open things up for us. And Kill is going to do a great job of hitting it hard regardless. Greg's going to come in hitting hard, and I just got to be a spark somewhere here and there, and that's all I plan to do.
Nick Foles, you mentioned the confidence that you built with your young receivers. With the regular season not finishing up the way that you wanted it to, what have you done in preparation for this game to change the mindset from the way things ended to what you want to have happen on Wednesday?
Just getting the mindset that we're starting over. It's a bowl game's a new season. It's almost like you have a camp going on and then just moving forward. And what you got to do is get that mindset in everybody and just move forward with the workouts. I mean, we had a week just straight of workouts, just getting the speed and explosion back. And then once we hit the practice field, I could definitely tell, feel a little bit different vibe. Everybody had a little bit more movement, just the excitement. Everybody's really excited to play in the Alamo Bowl and just to be out there playing. I mean, we're very fortunate to – there's a lot of teams that aren't playing in a bowl game this year, and we're very fortunate to be one of the ones that are playing. So I think the big thing was we had a great senior leadership this year. A lot of guys really stepped up, kept the team together. Even though we ended the season, we didn't end it like we wanted to. We were in most of those games and competing really hard. And I think the key is just continue to move forward, and that's what the seniors and the coaches did, is they kept everybody's mindset right, and we're continuing to move forward.
Coach Stoops talked a little bit about it. Have you noticed a little more focus or determination in the practices this year as compared to last?
Yeah, I have, no doubt. You know, and like I said, and this isn't coach talk. These guys know me well enough to know I don't BS, you know. But we had six of the best practices we've had this year, I thought, back in Tucson. You know, today wasn't unbelievably great. We'll get some things fixed about today. But yesterday, you know, was another great practice. So I feel good about our players. I feel good about how they're working. I feel good about how they're preparing. You know, these guys want to win. They understand. And you get, most of these kids have been here, you know, when we went to the Vegas Bowl and then we went to the Holiday Bowl last year. And the difference that you come out of those games with, just how you're feeling, just your experiences in the bowl game of winning a game. You know, I can go back and, you know, tell you every game, every bowl game that I've been in, whether we won or lost. I can't tell you what other place we went to. You know what I mean? And there's great experiences for these kids, but the most important thing and the reason that we're here is to win this football game.
Coach, two questions. Number one, when you're going up against a team like Oklahoma State, is there a magic number that you guys are looking at, be it points or yards or anything like that?
No, you can't think about that. You know, our guys have the mindset that they, you know, they go out there and when we preach to them, and I learned this from Coach Leach, I mean, 11 guys do your job every single play. That's the only thing that matters. You can't worry about the scoreboard. You can't score on every single play, but you can do your job every single play, and we've got 11 players that are good enough that if each of them do their job every single play, we'll have a chance to score. That's all we can do. We can't worry about what Oklahoma State does on offense. We can't worry about the scoreboard. We can't worry about the time. Each of these guys has to do their job, and then we'll be fine. They know that.
Sure. And for Nick Foles here, is there any way to kind of explain some of the running struggles earlier here in the season this year? Have you had a chance to look back at the tape and kind of see what the situation was?
Not really. You know, we play against some talented defenses, and we were able to throw the ball real well, and we did open up the run sometimes, but I mean, we have a talented group of receivers, so we try to get them the ball, and we do want to run the ball. Like Coach said, is you run the ball well, they're going to start bringing those safety down for safety support, and you can get them on play action, get them on all sorts of stuff, and there's no not one thing. I think you know, we did run the ball well when we wanted to. You're not going to gash them every single play, so our running backs made plays when they needed to, and that was because of the offensive line. I think the thing that anchored us this year was our offensive line was, I think, all seniors. So, when you got all senior offensive line that have had that much, playing together, that much time to play together, they're going to anchor you, and I think that's the reason we were able to throw the ball so well and gash them at times and, you know, be productive.
Any more questions?
What about him? Surprisingly, he was a lot bigger.
Hey, for Nick Foles, what have you seen on film from the Oklahoma State defense?
They're a very talented defense. You hear a lot about their offense, and just watching their defense, they're very athletic, and that's the one thing you look at their team all around is they're a very athletic team. It's a lot like a lot of the teams in the Pac-10. There's a lot of very fast athletic teams, and that's what we're going up against. It's going to be a fun game. I mean, I look at them, and they're talented, and you want to go against a great defense every game because it's a challenge to your offense. So it's going to be a good challenge for us, and I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Thank you.